pursuers of evil. When it comes to the word evil, some of the most popular meanings, and they are not just popular for the sake of being popular, but they are also right. When you think evil, we primarily think of Satan or the devil. Because in truth, Satan or the devil is in truth the evil one. And so we are never wrong when we have Satan in mind as being evil. We are not wrong to look at the devil as being the evil one. But evil also has to do with wickedness. We can't limit evil to just being the devil. We have to also look at evil as being wickedness. We can look at evil finally as being a word that is not so popular as the other meanings, yet it also is right. And that is that evil is simply bad. When we talk about evil, we're talking about that which is the antithesis of good. And of course, we know the Bible lets us know that God is good. And often even the word good in the Bible often has a greater meaning of godly or godliness. And so whenever we're looking at doing good or doing what is right, we're talking about doing good or doing right according to God's eyes. Listen carefully, and not according to our own eyes. Because how many know in our own eyes we can see something as being good that God deems evil? Oh, I didn't get many amen. I said in our own eyes, we can often look at something as being good that God has already stamped and deemed to be bad. And so you have to work on your mind or your mindset in order that you might see what is bad according to God or God's word. And that's going to take some changing for some of us. I said that's going to take some changing for some of us, because many of you are quick to say things like, well, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I don't see the bad in it. But see, you're not God. You're not all wise as God. We're not all knowing as God is. And so when God reveals a thing as being evil, if he reveals a thing as being bad, if he reveals a person as being evil, we need to trust God. Am I right about that? Now, when it comes to evil, one thing as children of the Most High God, we never need to be envious of anybody. Oh, yeah, I should have got some clap then. I said, once you get good and saved and filled with the power of the Holy Ghost and have God on your side, you don't have to be envious of nobody. You don't have to be envious of what nobody has. Come on, you don't have to be envious of what somebody got. You don't have to be envious of what somebody is able to do. You know God lives on the inside of you. And there is never, somebody need to shout never, a need to be envious of anybody. Wow, I wish I'd get some amen this morning. For no reason. I don't have to be jealous of nobody. I don't have to want what you have. All I got to do is stay in the will of God. That's all I got to do, is just stay in the will of God. And what he has for me is going to be mine. Oh, somebody need to receive that. I said, it's going to be mine. Don't have to look at nobody cross-eyed. Don't have to be cutting my eye, people wishing I was them. No, I'm glad about who God made me. I'm glad about. Come on, some of you ain't even clapping because you ain't happy about who God made you. And when you ain't glad about who God made you, when you ain't glad about what God doing in your life, it becomes so easy to become envious of other people. You get to looking around wishing you had what they had, wanting what they got, wanting to do what they're doing. Come on, somebody. But certainly when it comes to children of God, we don't want to be envious of evil people. I don't want to envy what an evil person has who's on their way to hell if they don't get right. Come on, you see the advantage that we got? We got it good right now. And if we die, it gets even better. Come on, somebody. I'm talking good already. You're in a win-win situation. It's good for you right now. But if you mess around and drop dead, it only gets better. But the same cannot be said for an evil person. For if they die in their sins, things have gotten worse. Are you listening to me? And they'll never get better. So never envy evil people. Yeah, that's right, sister. Nobody, but especially evil people. Folk who you know have things but are doing wrong to obtain it. No, I don't want to envy such a person. Yeah, she got this, that, and the other, but she has the lie to keep it. She'll say anything to get ahead. She'll do anybody wrong to move up the ladder. I don't want to move up the ladder that way. Come on, because I don't have to. I don't have to, because God is the one who raises one up. Oh, let me teach it right. The Bible said that promotion comes from on high. Nobody knows how to promote you better than the God that you serve. Can I say it like it's in me? Nobody knows how to call you to the front of the line when they see you in the back of the line like God. Like God. And God will let you know it's your season. Come on. It's your time. Come on. You've been waiting. You've been praying. You've been giving. You've been fasting. You've been faithful. Come on. And you know what I love about God calling you from the back of the line to the front of the line? Can't nobody stop you from getting in the... Woo! Somebody ought to give him a praise right there. Because God just released your rhema. He just released your rhema. He just told you that it is your time. I'm calling your name. Be seated. But no doubt about it, we are certainly living in evil days or evil times. We're living in such evil times that many proudly and openly are defiant towards God. I said, we live in a time where people are openly and proudly defiant toward God. But see, when it comes to Satan, you have to understand what Paul reveals in 2 Corinthians 11. Paul said in reference to Satan, the evil one. And anytime you want to understand evil, you have to understand who Satan is. You have to understand his capabilities in being a master deceiver. You have to understand. Nobody deceives like Satan. Even one scripture said that he deceived the entire world. Now, I know many of you have been taught and you said crazy, stupid stuff like the devil ain't got no power, but you be wrong. Come on, the devil has a whole lot of power. One of his greatest strengths is his ability to deceive. To deceive. Listen, not just to deceive people who've never been taught. But see, when you look at Satan, he has the ability, and you better give me an amen right here, to deceive those who have been taught. Now come on and act like he ain't ever deceived you. Come on and act like you ain't ever got duped by the enemy since you've been saved. But the Bible said Paul reveals about Satan that he transforms himself into an angel of light. See, Satan, being evil, knows how to make himself appear good. Come on, church. Come on, church. I said he knows how to transform himself. He knows how to change for the purpose of deceiving a person. Come on, can I just break it down? Satan knows how to make evil look good. He knows how to do that. I said he knows how to do that. And that's how in time past he got many of us. Ooh, and some of the old folk used to try to tell us, but we didn't want to listen. When they tried to tell us, everything that glitter ain't gold. They were trying to warn us. Come on, they were trying to warn us. Satan knows how to take evil. I'm talking evil. And make it look. Are y'all ready? Are you ready for this? He makes evil look attractive. This is how he entices people with evil. Satan know you don't want nothing ugly. He know you don't want nothing. Come on, he know you're looking for that which is appealing, well, to your eyes or to your senses. Satan knows how to, even when it comes to saints, he knows how to entice us with evil. He knows how to set something before us that's wrong, but he knows how to dress it up. He knows how to paint a picture to get you to do what you said you wouldn't do no more. Ooh, I wonder, is anybody in church who said, I ain't gonna do that no more. Lord, forgive me, have mercy on me, and Lord, I'm done with that. Until Satan made it look good. Come on, it's just right. You can't fight a word that's just right. Part of our hang up with sin was how appealing it was to us. Oh, some of us, we quiet in the house. I said, some of us quiet in the house. We trying to act like we were born saved. But no, some of the things that got you, it actually got you because it was appealing to you. Come on, sir. Anybody had something called to you? I said, anybody had evil called to you? Beckon for you. You've had evil say to you, I got just what you want. And God won't allow you to do it. He won't let you have it. But I'm here to tell you, ain't nothing wrong with it. Just look at it. Just look how good it is. And he will have you pursuing evil, bad or wrong. Why you think there are so many folk in church who are straddling a fence that does not exist? Woo! 1 foot in the church, one in the world. Why? Because the world has its own appeal. Come on, you heard Satan say, the world ain't got nothing to offer me. The devil is a lie. The world has a lot to offer us, but it is not for us. Come on. Notice Proverbs 11 and 19. Notice Proverbs 11 and 19. Let me deal with it this morning. As righteousness leads to life. I want to deal with the second part. So he who pursues evil, pursues it or evil to, notice the word carefully, his own death. When you become a pursuer of evil, you are in actuality pursuing your own death. Number one, you are pursuing your own destruction. You're pursuing your own destruction. You are destroying yourself. But how many know when we're partaking of evil, it doesn't always seem as if we are destroying ourselves? Come on, sometimes when you're partaking of evil, it seems like you're having the best time of your life. This way we have to teach it right in the church. Some of us, when we look back at things we did, oh man, we thought we was balling. Oh, come on. We had a smile on our face doing what? Evil. Doing wrong and glad about. Been taught better, but happy about the evil that you're doing. Someone once said on Fridays about getting drunk, we were excited. Come on. And now the world comes up with these terms. You know, many folk now, they're happy to turn up. Now, I know some folk, sometimes we can try to take that and try to, you know, fix it. And you know, we want to turn up for Jesus. But when you really look at what turn up started, turning up had nothing to do with God. It had to do with enjoying yourself some evil. Y'all see how it is to preach to people who just sit there like, I don't. I know not of these things which he speaketh of. But the whole time I'm teaching, you got evil on your mind. Isn't that something? You can be sitting in the house of the Lord, hearing the word of God, but can't wait to get out of church to pursue your evil. Got your bill waiting on you at the house. Got your joint rolled up with your lighter right there. And as soon as you get home or get in your car, you're going to fire it up. Even though you just heard a word about evil and how evil can destroy you. Yeah, I'm teaching good. He who pursues evil pursues it to his own death. Have you not realized that what you enjoy can be killing you? Come on. There are many folk enjoyed what they were doing in a few moments of pleasure. Come on, church, don't get quiet on me. That's what Moses revealed in Hebrew, that the passing pleasures of sin. See, the pleasures of sin are but for a moment. You ever notice how the happiness and the pleasure that sin brings, it never lasts as long as you want it to last? Oh, I'm coming somebody way. Oh, I got some brothers in here done told some women we gonna do it all night, but somehow you didn't make it. Brother, you didn't make it halfway. Notice, you have to keep it real. See, See, you can be enjoying something, not realize that what you're actually enjoying is not what you think. You think you're doing something. You think you are enjoying what you sitting up there doing in that hotel room, in the back seat of that car, in the closet at work, or wherever you think you doing something. But what you don't know, what you think you are enjoying, you are not enjoying. What you are enjoying is getting HIV. But see, you don't know it to be that. And so you are being infected with a smile on your face. And 10 minutes of pleasure is going to cost you years of pain. Woo-wee. See, it's quiet. It's quiet in church. So he who pursues evil, he who's chasing bad is pursuing bad to his own death. Notice Matthew 7. Notice Matthew 7. Let's deal with it. Let's deal with the notion of pursuing evil for one moment based upon its popularity. Come on, because that's what get church folks sometimes. You come into church, but you just can't help but always having this feeling of wanting to do what is popular. Y'all thought that was just amongst young people, didn't you? Just always want to do what everybody else is doing. You know, that's not just a young person problem. Come on, say that's not just a young person problem. Of wanting to follow the crowd. Let me show you something. You have to be careful when you follow the crowd. Because see, ultimately, what you want to know is not how big the crowd is, but where is the crowd going? And see, some of us, we are so quick to jump on board with things just because that's what everybody's doing. Pastor, that's how the majority of people believe now. And I invite them to our church. But pastor, you are to them an old school person who won't change with the new wave of church. You know, we not won't change with the new wave of church because God himself, who built the church, who established the church, said, for I am the Lord. I do not change. Wasn't nothing wrong with church yesterday. Ain't nothing wrong with church today. And if there be a tomorrow, teach it, pastor, there will be nothing wrong with church. You got to see all these folks always trying to find fault with the church. The church has too many rules. The church has too many don'ts. But anything that exists in order must have rules, must have regulation, or must have some do's and some don'ts. Any country that want to survive must have some do's and some don'ts. Anybody that want to cross the border shouldn't be able to just cross it. We got to have some order. We got to have, you want to enter, but you got to enter right. But see, many of you, you're jumping on board with people. You don't run your house like that. You don't just let nobody come up and go in your house. It ain't right to keep folks out. The devil lives a lot. Some folks you better keep out. You better know who entering your house. You better know who coming through your door. You better know who's entering your country. I know some of you can't clap because of how you voted, but I'm still going to preach right. I said, I'm still going to preach right. Hard for you to clap, ain't it? We don't need no wall. Even heaven got gates. Huh? I wish somebody shout, you must have order. You need order in your life. If you're going to do right, you need order. You need structure. Come on, Pastor. You need things you ain't willing to do no matter what it might get you. I have lines that I won't cross for nobody. I have rules that I won't break for my wife. I got rules I won't break them for my children. And I got rules, I won't break them for y'all. You better be careful when you're arguing against order and rules and guidelines. God is telling us what we shouldn't do for our own good. If God say don't touch it, even if I don't understand all the whys behind, well, why don't God want me to care? I don't need to ask God that. God said, don't touch it. I don't touch it. You know why? Because I've outsmarted myself before. And I touched it. Some of you tempt God. You hear messages like this, and the first thing you think, well, I've been doing it. I'm all right. I ain't died. See, you remember how the serpent tempted Eve? Eve was a taught woman. Eve wasn't no ignorant woman. Any woman in here, when it comes to knowledge and understanding and virtue, can compare to Eve. And God told her of the tree in the midst of the garden, don't eat it, lest you die. And then the serpent got to talking to Eve. What did he get to do? He got to enticing her. Come on, somebody need to listen. And the Bible said, when the serpent got to talking to Eve and questioning Eve about God and God's rules, he basically told the woman, you ain't gonna die if you eat that. And when the woman believed the serpent, the Bible said, then she saw the tree. Somebody better listen to me. As being good for food. In actuality, what she saw as being good was not food. What she saw as being good was death. See, that's amazing. The serpent made death look appealing. Why do you think so many people nowadays live on the edge? Satan knows how to make even death look appealing. Where y'all at? Matthew 7. I ain't forgot where I got you. Notice, he said, he who pursues evil pursues it to his own death. To his own, number one, death is figurative of ruin or destruction. See, when you're pursuing evil, you're pursuing your own ruin or your own destruction. Can I say it another way? When you're pursuing evil, you're messing up your own life. You're doing it. Your hands are doing it. Your power is doing it. Your authority is doing it. It's your decision making that's making life drop it on us, Pastor. Oh. You ever heard folks say that? Life is hard. It's hard out here. No, not with God. There ain't no way I'm going to be talking about this hard out here with God. The one who said the earth is healed and is fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. Drop it on us, Lord. Even the cattle that setteth upon a thousand hills belong to God. That's who you serve in Live Hard. You know, in Live Hard for some people here, and life is hard for some folks in here. Man, you didn't know it, but God wanted you to hear this message. You know it now. You make life hard. Marriage ain't hard. Well, I got at least four couples. Yeah, I got four couples. I don't care about the 10, 12, 15. I got four. I got four on good terms right now. But you can make it hard. Being single ain't hard with God. One, two, three, four, five. And there's some single folks out there like this. I will not clap. It's hard on me every night, pal. Cause of what you're pursuing. Let me break this thing down. Matthew 7. Woo, I got speed up. Matthew 7. Notice verse 13. This is Jesus speaking. Remember, he who pursues evil pursues it to his own death. Figuratively, again, death being ruin and destruction. But literally, death equates, listen, if you're taking note, eternal damnation. See, there's a point to where pursuing evil will give you a reward that cannot be altered. Somebody need to hear this. You don't hear this in every church. A lot of preachers have stopped preaching about hell. Under the simple ideal that is not what folk want to hear. Come on. There was a large conference where pastors and preachers went to. They gave the pastors two words to stay away from in your sermon. And this is what they say. If you want your church to grow, avoid saying these two words, because people who come to church don't want to hear those two words. One of them was hell. The other was sin. But how can we get saved unless God confronts us about our sins? How can we avoid hell unless he talks to us about it? Come on. And that's the difference between a good preacher. See, a good preacher ain't going to proclamate what he know you want to hear only. But a man of God is going to say what God tells him to say. Even if folk get upset and don't amen you the whole service. Even if from the beginning they don't like the text of the subject. Yet if you be a real man of God, you got to stand and say what does saith the Lord. Notice what Jesus said in Matthew 7 and 13. He said, enter by the narrow gate. You better notice something. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, a ruin. This is what amazes what Jesus then drops on them. It's the way that leads to destruction. And here Jesus is the way, truth, and life. This is truth talking. But this is what he said. And there are many who go in by it. Never be surprised when you see a whole lot of folk pursuing evil. Whole lot of folk doing wrong. That shouldn't surprise you if you being taught right. It shouldn't surprise you if you know the Bible. Jesus warned us that when it came to the broad way, that is leading to destruction, it's leading to death. Y'all still in church? And this is what he said. And there be many that go in that way. So see, ever since I got saved and started allowing God to teach me, to give me wisdom, I'm never moved by what a crowd is doing. Because I understand Jesus himself said that the crowd, let me break this thing down, the crowd is going to hell. Jesus just told us plain and simple that there are more people going to hell than going to heaven. There are more people who are going to pursue evil than who will pursue righteousness. Y'all still in the house? Y'all still there? Notice verse 14. Because narrow is the gate, difficult is the way, which leads to life. See that? See, there's a way that leads to life. Then notice what he drops again. And there are few who find it. Listen, that word ain't find like it's hid and this and that. That word for find is there is few who choose it. See, to pursue evil is a choice. Come on, church, it's a choice. To pursue what is wrong, what is bad, that is a choice. Y'all remember how many of us back in the day when we were sinners and we did our dirt, we did our evil? We was, most of us, always somewhere trying to make folk think that the devil made us do it. Come on. He made us do it. Pastor, I'm like this because my daddy was like this. So I didn't have a choice, Pastor. I had to be just like my daddy. But in truth, you didn't have to be just like your daddy. To be like your daddy was a choice. Come on. Y'all ain't upset with me, huh? There are a lot of women who grew up with a whorish mother. Come on, come on, come on. Don't you get upset like that. Your mama didn't have that many brothers and uncles. Come on. And you eventually grew up to know that that wasn't your cousin back there talking to your mama. Come on. But then you reach a certain age where now you can choose to be like mama. Or you can make the choice to be the exact opposite of. It's quiet in the house. Let's notice a few things. Psalm 34. Y'all ought to see how some folks just looking. They just looking. They just looking. See, I can't sit up here and tell y'all that the devil back in the day grabbed my arm, y'all. Twisted my little arm behind my back, y'all, to about to break my arm. Forced me up in the script club. And now he was pushing me through the door. Devil, I don't want to be here. That old stupid woman you had might have bought that. Babe, I thought we talked about that. You weren't going there no more. Girl, that wasn't me. Some of you stole from your mama. He said the devil made you do it. Men who beat their wives. Punks. Won't hit a man but a light a woman's head up. And she stay with the fool. Because after all, Pastor, he can't help himself. When the devil gets in him, he makes him hit me. Nah, sister. choosing that. See, when you start off sinning, a lot of time you do it just for the pleasure, just for the enjoyment. Come on, somebody. But after a while, you're doing it, and that enjoyment is not quite there. But you're addicted to it. You're not the same if you can't get it or you don't do it. It's killing you, but you need it. It's ruining you, but it's a way of life that you have become addicted to. Oh, I'm talking right in the house. Come on. You start off getting high and staying drunk because it made you feel good. Come on, any brother remember drinking for the first time? And man, some of us just, to be honest, some of us, we just drunk just to change our personality. We didn't like how shy we was. Give me the gin. Give me the gin. I'm stepping to it. Give me the gin. Rejection doesn't matter. I got my boldness. I cuss out if she say no. I didn't want you anyway. Plenty more fish in the sea. But see, what starts out as enjoyment, so I'm going to teach it right. Now if you don't get the crack, if you don't drink the liquor, you're sick. So now you're not indulging for enjoyment. You're indulging so you don't feel bad. Pastor, I'm strung out on drugs because without it, I'm sick. Pastor, I'm addicted to alcohol, which is eating up my liver. But without it, I'm sick. And you're still pursuing it. Psalm 34. I'm finna come in. Psalm 34. And somebody out there, Pastor, is this a message for a church? Are we at church? Church is often the place, believe it or not, where evil entices people. Psalm 34. We're going to speed up Psalm, verse 21. Are y'all ready? Psalm 34, verse 21. Notice carefully those who pursue evil. Notice the pursuers of evil. Psalm 34, 21. Evil shall slay the wicked. Evil shall slay the wicked. See, those who pursue evil are pursuing what is going to slay them. Paul said another way in Romans 6 and 23. Paul said, for the wages of sin is death. Notice again, evil might slay the wicked. Evil shall slay the wicked. What you chasing gonna slay you. What you running after gonna lay you out. What you just can't wait to get your hands on, you're going to wish you never touched it. The folk you hang with that you happy about being in their company are going to be people that you wish you never met. I wish I never gave him my number. I wish I never hooked up with them. And how many know God has a way of dealing with you?
Come on, come on. I'm in the car. God has a way of dealing with us. Y'all better listen to me. Even when he knows we are pursuing evil. Many of us have a testimony that God didn't just deal with us in the church. He didn't just deal with you at Bible study. But many of us, God dealt with us when we were pursuing. And one of the main things that kept us from dying or being dead right now or spending the rest of our life in prison was simply God telling us not to go somewhere or not to do something. Come on, somebody. Even at the time we didn't recognize him to be God. We didn't understand it to be God's mercy. Only thing we knew is that something told me not to go with them. And when I got up the next morning, I found out that all of them died and I should have been in the car. But something told me don't go with them. It wasn't a something that told you. It was God dealing with you. It was God helping you. It was God talking to you. I'm preaching right up in here because some of you who are pursuing evil, yet God been talking to you. He been warning you. Come on. Notice Proverbs 1. Y'all hang in here for a few moments. Proverbs 1. Woo. Pursuers of evil. Proverbs 1 and 16. Notice this right here. Proverbs 1 and 16. Notice verse 10. Notice Solomon talking to his son. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Don't go with them. See, the evil one being Satan knows how to use people to entice you. Woo, come on, can I break that down? For some of you, Satan knows who you'll listen to, and he knows who you won't listen to. And so he ain't going to just have anybody entice you. He's going to have the right person to entice you. He ain't going to just have anybody to invite you. He's going to have the right person to invite you. See, brother, when Satan get ready to destroy you, he ain't going to just bring a woman. He's going to bring Delilah. He gonna bring a woman that can get the job done. He gonna bring a woman that won't sleep until her assignment is finished. And she didn't show up to love you. She didn't show up to support you. Delilah came to slay you. She came to find out what makes you strong. She came to find out why you love God so much. Am I talking right, brothers? Delilah ain't your friend. And Delilah was said to be beautiful. Beautiful. Told you Satan ain't into enticing you with ugly unless ugly is just what you into. Come on, no, I'm serious. Come on. We laughing, but it ain't funny. Just like Delilah was sent to take Samson out, women, there are men that are sent to take you out. Once that man is done breaking your heart and trampling over your emotions, you ain't going to want nothing to do with God, the church, or nobody. Your mind going to be shot when that man get through with you. Look at Proverbs 1 and 16. My son, verse 10, my son, if sinners entice you, do not consent with them. What's the problem with them? Verse 16, for their feet run to evil. Their feet what? Run to evil. See, people who are pursuers of evil pursue it with readiness or happiness. Look at Proverbs 2. I said they pursue it with readiness or happiness. I remember back in the day when you did evil, you was ready to do it. You're happy about doing evil. Come on, somebody. Proverbs 2. You told lies and you was happy about the lies you told. Destroyed lives with your tongue and was glad to do it. Ooh, Proverbs 2 and 14. Notice something else about pursuers of evil. Pursuers of evil are those who, according to Proverbs 2 and 14, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of wickedness. It amazes me how I see women with women and they are delighted to be together. See men in high heels switching and twisting. And ugly sight. Oh, that's ugly. I seen a man in the mall about 6'6", 240. Sissy. I just looked at my man then. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Because that's not how God created you. But the LGBTQ plus community rejoice to do evil. We live in a time now where a woman will be happy about cutting off breasts that have no cancer or anything. Because she says there is a man trapped in her body. But what's trapped in her body is a demon. Come on. And rejoice to do wrong. Come on, somebody. Y'all know I'm right about it. The one thing we got to give them, they're a proud community. Come on. But that's evil. Notice verse 19. Let's get ready to close. I don't know if some of you are going to stay if I keep going. Proverbs 11. See, we don't want to be pursuers of evil. If you're with me right now, just tell somebody, I'm not going to be a pursuer of evil. Now tell somebody else, I'm not going to be a pursuer of evil. Notice what we need to be according to Proverbs 11 and 19. Notice what the writer said. As righteousness leads to life. See, I want to live in such a way that it leads to life and not death. I want to enjoy everything God has for me in this earth. And I don't want my time cut short because of my foolishness or my sin. How many want to enjoy life? How many want to enjoy the earth that God created? How many want to enjoy the people that God placed in your life? How many want to have everything that God ordained for you to have? How many want to do everything God ordained for you to do? Come on, church. Then you're going to have to pursue righteousness, which leads to what? Life. What you pursue determines how you live. And ultimately, how you die. Let's deal with it. Psalm 34:14. What do I have to do, Pastor, so that I'm not a pursuer of evil? Psalm 34:14. We coming in. What do I have to do, Pastor, if I don't want to be a pursuer of evil? Notice Psalm 34:19. Psalm 34:19. Because I tell you that God is going to reward the evil. Don't let nobody make you think that evil folk is getting away with the evil that they do. Oh no, there is coming a judgment day. You say, but Pastor, they've been talking about that for years, yeah, and we better keep talking about it because that day is soon to come where God himself is going to judge those who were pursuers of evil. And when you stand before God, having lived your life pursuing evil, you can't blame your sister. You can't blame your spouse. You can't blame your pastor. You gotta stand for yourself. Young folk, when you've been trained and taught right, you can't blame your parents. How many are with me? We are closing. Psalm 34 and 14. I got two scriptures after this and I'm done. Psalm 34 and 14. Psalm 34 and 14. Psalm 34 and 14. This is what we have to do. Y'all hold on now. Hold on, because it's good teaching. It's good teaching. Even if you say, well, Pastor, I didn't really come for this. No, you didn't think you came for this. Come on. But this is God's word. And God's word is what? Right. Remember what I said earlier? If God calls a thing evil, it don't matter if our nation legalizes it. If God calls it evil, then it's evil. Then it's evil. God said marriage between a man and a woman. So a woman marrying a woman is evil. And many of us, I wish we get to the point, some of us, I wish we mature, that when I teach certain things, we don't need all the oohing and the awing from folk who, it's like you ain't never heard that. You make it sound like you're throwing off, but you're not. Somebody has to proclaim God's truth. He made them male and what? Female. And he didn't get it wrong. I said he didn't get it wrong. He didn't get it wrong. And if somebody's claiming God got it wrong and they were born that way, my word to you is, God's word to you is, be born again. Be born again. That's right. Psalm 34:14. But see, you have to live in a time where one thing the world wants to do is to desensitize saints to evil. Do y'all know what that means? The church, a great majority of church people are being desensitized to evil. What did that mean? That means the world wants to put so much evil before you that when you see it, you don't think nothing about it. This is the reason every movie is including certain things. And Hollywood getting so bad now that they don't include certain things, the movie won't be made. Actors are having to sign contracts now where they can be sued if the movie starts and the director desires to change your character from one thing to another. And you don't go along, you can be sued now. There's an evil agenda that's set before. This means we're seeing so much evil. And you don't want to be a pursuer of evil. Psalm 34 and 14. I'm getting there. This is what you have to do not to be a pursuer of evil. Depart from evil. Do what? Do what? What did the Bible say? Just hang around. Why depart from evil? If you're taking notes, like it or not, all of us, when you are consistently around evil, evil in reference to bad spirits, bad attitudes, and bad behaviors transfer. That's when the Bible said Job was the richest man in the East, but Job shunned evil. He turned from what? Job knew when he saw an evil person coming that Job, I don't want nothing to do with that. Do you know there are people you have to let them know? I don't want nothing to do with that. And you have to be bold about it. We have to be just as bold being righteous as evil folks are about being evil. Depart from evil and do what? And do what? And do what? Good. Depart from evil and do what? Good. See, whenever you're departing from evil, evil must be replaced with a purposeful heart to do good. Pastor, I'm not just leaving what I used to do, but now I'm pursuing the right thing. I didn't just leave from there, Pastor, but now I'm all about doing what is right. And will we miss it sometimes? Come on, church, will we miss it sometimes? Am I saying we perfect people? Am I saying we don't have the ability to sin, to mess up, or to fall? For a just man falls seven times and get what? And get up. See, even if you fall, get up. Don't wallow in your mess. Get up. Get up and do what? Pursue good. Get up and keep striving to do good. Psalm 26. But see, evil is something you have to depart from. Psalm 26. Evil is something you have to depart from. You have to make it your business not to hang with certain folk who are about what? That evil. Come on. The word is tight. I'm over. The word is tight. You have to make it your business. Well, folk, well, Pastor, if I do that, you know, people going to be thinking, I think I'm this, that, and that. It don't matter what folk think. You know what you got to get away from. Come on. And you have to know what you can't hang around and what you don't need to be around. Even if a so-called brother and sister act like it don't bother them. You got to know you. You got to know I don't need to be in this atmosphere. See, if God delivered you from weed and drugs, the last environment you want to be in was somebody blowing smoke in your face. Psalm 26. Psalm 26. See, I just don't think from what I come out of, I just don't think God going, I don't think I'll be the one that he'll send to the script club to witness. I just don't think I'll be the one that God going to say, I want you to start a Bible study. Lord, wait, where you want me to go? I want you to go to Magic City. I just don't think I'll be the one. Because y'all going to come back and say, what, Pastor? Ain't nobody seen him since he went in Magic City. He said he went in there to win them. And see, that's what some saints will do. You'll be tricked by the devil thinking, well, Pastor, you know, I got to hang around them because see, I got to win them. You ain't strong enough to win them. See, it's something, even when it comes to some of your kinfolk, you got to pray. You got to pray the will of God. Pray that God deal with her. Pray. And then God will send somebody. You got to know what you can and cannot deal with. Come on, brothers. You can't go over to no single woman house at 2 a.m. because she called you and she needed prayer. When you step in there, she ain't got no clothes on. Instead of you immediately turning around and saying, oh, the devil is alive. You go in the town. Let me help you. It's been years since you've seen that. You know what that is. You ain't seen that in person in years. Psalm 26. I'm closed. Some of you out there just keep sitting there saying to yourself, I can't believe he's saying all this. Well, go back and listen to it. Psalm 26 and 5. I know how evil works. Well, Pastor, they always told me, you see somebody walk and pick them up, the devil is a lie. I ain't putting no hole in my car. And you think Donald gonna believe it? As dark as them windows is on my car. I just gave her a ride. Sometimes, bro, you got to pull and say, look, I call you Uber. Some of y'all don't like stuff like that. This when you get yourself in trouble. This when you get yourself in trouble. Your brother ain't no woman got no business always wanting to confide in you. All these sisters in the church, she always got to confide in you. She always want to get you in a corner and whisper her problems to you. You be the fool. Depart from what? Evil. Somebody shout, get out of there. When evil gets your corner, somebody shout, get out of there. Shout, when evil has your number. What you need to do? When evil calling, what you need to do? Get out of there. Get out of there like you're
Jones on fire. Get out of there like your life depend on it.
Psalm 26 and 5. I'm closing. But somebody need to run. Somebody need to run. Stop hanging around there. Get out of there. Because your life could very well depend on it. Psalm 26 and 5. I've hated the assembly of evildoers. And I will not sit with the wicked. Psalm 119 and I'm done. I've hated the assembly of evil what? Doers. Do you see how his mind was made up? I will not sit with the wicked. I don't belong here. Psalm 119 and we done. And you always got some folk. Maybe they watch it. Maybe they did. Well, Jesus ate with the sinner. Jesus, he fellowship with the prophet. But Jesus was there on purpose. He was there to win souls. Come on, Jesus wasn't there just hanging with no sinners. That's folks' excuse to be in church and not change. That's your excuse to hang with the boys. Too old for that mess. Psalm 119, it's boys' night out. No. Boys' night out every other night for you. Grow up. Psalm 119, 115. Boys you hanging with may be looking at you. Psalm 119, 115. I'm too old for men to want to hang with me every day. Need no brother tonight. Pastor, call me tomorrow. Pastor, been 2 days. I ain't talked to you. What? Brother, need to get a dog. Need to get a friend. Come on. A married man should be about business. Come on. A married woman should be about business. A single woman should be about. A single man should be about. A young person should be about what? Young people, watch who you hanging with in school. Watch who you hanging with on them college campuses. Psalm 119. Many folk have went to college and lost their mind. Got on the wrong path and never got off. Joined the fraternity was never the same. Went fool and never came back. Psalm 119, 115. I'm done. Depart from me, you evil what? Pastor, I can't tell nobody that. I'm too shy. You better get some boldness. You better get some boldness. Tell certain folk, hey, look, go on with that foolishness. Don't bring it here. I won't allow foolishness at my house. Don't bring it here. Don't bring it here. Listen at that quiet. Pastor, I know I don't need to keep talking to her, but she my girl, and we, and see, Pastor, you understand, Pastor, we grew up like that, and we came up like that. See, first of all, you two old be talking like that. See? Depart from me. Some of us ain't got enough boldness. You evil doers. Notice why he gonna want them to depart. For I will keep the commandments of who? God. You might well get away from here because I'm going to keep God's command. I'm going to do what's right.